tough against retaliatory tariffs from Europe and Canada.
We have been abused really for a long time, and we will be abused no longer.
CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
From dental floss to diamonds and bathrobes to bourbon, the European tariffs largely target companies in the states that form President Trump's power base. Kentucky bourbon, beef and poultry from Kansas and Nebraska, and wood products from Alabama and Georgia will be affected if or when the EU counter tariffs take effect next month.
Some Canadians angry about the U.S. tariffs are reconsidering travel plans to the U.S., and those who winter in places like Arizona are wondering if they'll return.
It has definitely affected the vibe with a lot of Canadians, with a lot of Americans, with a lot of people.
President Trump has fired the head of the National Endowment for the Humanities. Trump's new EPA chief is rolling back landmark environmental regulations. Stacey Lynn reports.
The head of the EPA, Lee Zeldin, called today the most consequential day of deregulation in American history. In a flurry of actions, the agency says it wants to roll back a bunch of environmental regulations, including rules on pollution from power plants, climate change, and electric vehicles.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican funding bill doesn't have the votes needed to pass.
Republicans chose a partisan path, drafting their continuing resolution without any input from congressional Democrats. Because of that, Republicans do not have the votes in the Senate.
There was a court hearing today in New York in the case of a Columbia University student the Trump administration wants deported for his part in pro-Palestinian protests. Attorney Bahar Azmi is part of the defense team.
Mr. Khalil's detention has nothing to do with security. It is only about repression.
Mahmoud Khalil is a U.S. resident. President Trump says members of his team are on their way to Russia for talks on the Ukraine ceasefire deal. CBS's Holly Williams reports it's far from certain whether Vladimir Putin will be on board.
Russia currently holds the momentum on the battlefield, so, you know, he may not want a ceasefire. On the other hand, Russia, like Ukraine, is thought to have taken hundreds of thousands of military casualties during this war. And during 3 years of conflict, Russia has only succeeded in taking about 20% of this country.
Iran says it's received Trump's letter calling for nuclear negotiations and threatening possible military action. The country's supreme leader calls the threats unwise. On Wall Street, the Dow finished off 82. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
A newly streamable documentary is straight from the 1980s, as Steve Kathan reports.
It's director Cameron Crowe's debut, and it aired just once on MTV in 1983.
It's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in
Heartbreakers Beach Party has been restored from its original 16mm film. There's concert footage and interviews with Tom Petty and band members, and it streams now on Paramount Plus, owned by the parent of CBS News.
The lost 80s classic is back after 40 years.
There will be a one-weekend theatrical release of the film in October. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
One way to fight rampant misinformation on the internet, researchers at Oxford taught people how to spot it through messages and educational games, and the strategy worked, but reminders acted like memory booster shots. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
WRJN weather. A I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, high near 50. Chance of showers and storms Friday, high near 60. Windy, rain to snow, and falling temps Saturday. Sun, breezy, and a high in the upper 30s only Sunday. Currently 40 degrees.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow crystal brown. Without no sleep or night, overgrows the child of romance. She'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes of gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap in a sickle billows blazing in scarlet battalions. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Just after 7 o'clock. Hey, here we go, into another hour of timeless hits as we roll through Wednesday night with a great lineup that includes the Righteous Brothers in just a few. The OJs, promised them earlier. We'll get them on this hour. And now the Grassroots on WRJN.
Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hits WRJN, where we are the home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Weekday mornings at 7:25, sponsored by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, and weekday afternoons at 12:05, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center. All the great memories and great wisdom of Paul Harvey with the rest of the story. Twice a day, you'll hear him only on WRJN.
think she's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. She smiles so nice like she wants to come with me, uh-huh. But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
My boat is still frozen, but when it's out and on the water, I invite you to come on down. Every mother's son on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Chris Morrow. Glad you're along as we roll through the night together. Well, things are going to start warming up a little bit. So as the memes on the internet go, we've had winter. Then we had our first fake spring. We had temperatures in the 60s last week. Now we're into second winter. Another fake spring Friday and Saturday, and then hopefully the third and final winter. Either way, we're getting closer to true spring. More daylight, all that stuff. Fingers crossed it comes faster and sooner than later.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards, and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, check out today's special at Lee's Deli, the Reuben and Fries. It's a meal fit for a king with premium fresh ingredients that will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. See why they've been named the best of Racine year after year. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code RADIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/radio and use code RADIO at checkout.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Timeless Hits is WRJN. My boyfriend's back from the Angels. Well, tomorrow morning, the Don Rosen Morning Show, 6 to 9, features a great conversation with Katie Humphrey and Doug Johnson. They're part of the Bell City Brass Works, and they're putting on an Irish theme concert here shortly. Get all the information and learn more about Katie and Doug tomorrow morning between 6 and 9. The Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Dream of California, at least. Mamas and Papas.
Leaves are brown,
and the sky is gray,
and the sky is gray.
I've been for a while,
for a while,
on a winter's day,
on a winter's day.
I'd be safe and warm,
safe and warm,
if I was in L.A.,
if I was in L.A.
California dreaming,
California dreaming,
on such a winter's day.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Timeless hits, it's WRJN. It's Chris Morrow. Glad you're along as we play your song, our song, their song, the Buckinghams.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in a movie. Hey, baby, they're playing our song, the one they used to play when we used to get along.
Years, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. You know, no matter how crummy a day can be, what kind of bad mood you're in, there are just some songs and artists that make everything all right again, right? Stevie Wonder, almost every Stevie Wonder song does it. This one in particular, Uptight, and Everything's All Right, makes you feel good on WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
Baby, everything is all right. Uptight, clean on inside.
local news, and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. I know, 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 hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Roy Orbison there, Chris Morrow here. Well, you know, we've been carrying a lot of Badger basketball as the season came to an end, and those games were scheduled in a way that preempted Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets on Saturday. But now that they're into the tournament play, the Big Ten tournament play, we're not going to carry those games because we don't know when they are. You know, they're kind of scheduled at the last minute. We want to be able to plan for it. So rather than make you wonder, we've just kind of made it a point to make sure Terry Hovell is back on the air for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forget show, Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. The stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day, some songs you probably haven't heard for years, and some forgotten, entertaining, and educational songs. Yes, educational. He's got a story behind every one. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays, back on WRJN from 10 to 2, again, this weekend. Be sure you're here.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Jackie DeShannon on WRJN, Racine's home for local news for 98 years. Now Timeless Hits, too. You know, it's those unassuming little old ladies you got to look out for.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go. You might drive a goer
Among our timeless hits we're rolling through tonight, I've got the Monkees, the Beatles, and Sonny and Cher all coming up, too, after the 8 o'clock news. It's local news, CBS News, and timeless hits all night here on WRJN. Elvis.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born. And his mama cries.
WRJN.
Did you ever have to make up your mind and pick up on one and leave
local news and timeless hits. It's WRJN, 8 o'clock news from CBS coming up next. More timeless hits after the news. Now it's Dusty Springfield.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The launch is postponed for the mission that would allow the return of two astronauts stuck on the International Space Station. CBS's Mark Strassman.
NASA has reported a problem and decided to scrub tonight's scheduled launch. The issue is with a hydraulic clamp that is situated near the top of the rocket. It's attached to a piece called the transporter erector, which has to tilt back in order for the rocket to go up. Whatever the issue is, it was apparently considered too much of a risk. So again, tonight's scheduled launch is scrubbed, and with any luck, they'll try again tomorrow night.
With new tariffs on steel and aluminum from anywhere, President Trump is upping the ante in the trade wars. Canada and the EU have responded with retaliatory tariffs. Robert Budway of the lobbying organization, the Can Manufacturers Institute, worries about what's coming down the assembly line.
The impacts will probably be felt in the next 60 to 90 days as we buy more steel and aluminum and as those containers are filled with food and beverages.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans will not have the votes needed to move forward with a bill to fund government through the rest of the fiscal year. Schumer says they should instead vote on a 30-day funding extension. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill says Majority Leader John Thune opposes a shorter time frame.
In his view, that is the best path forward. You know, it is possible that perhaps he may allow Democrats to have a vote on this alternative bill, maybe in the form of an amendment, just so they can kind of say, hey, we got to vote for what we wanted, but at this point,